Gentile by Charles H. Welch, 1880 to 1967. The English word Gentile comes from the Latin and means one belonging to the same class or clan, gens. Gens in Latin indicates the race and surname, and in Roman law, a Gentile indicated a member of the same gens. The scriptural standpoint, however, is that of the Hebrew, and the word Gentile in the Bible refers to the non-Jewish nations of the earth. The Greek word translated gentile is ethnos, and this has given rise to a number of words in English, such as ethnology, the science which treats of the various races of mankind. Ethnos is probably derived from ethos, custom, manners, etc., and means a people bound together by similar habits, manners, and customs. The Hebrew word translated is goy, a word derived from a root meaning to form into a mass or a body. It is used in Job 35, where it is rendered among men. Goy indicates a congregation of men associated together. The word goy in the plural occurs 6 times in Genesis 10. We find the word translated heathen on occasion, Deuteronomy 4:27, and people as in Joshua 3:17. But after considering all the factors in the case, there can be no doubt but that nation or nations is the most satisfactory translation of the singular goy and the plural goyim. The same can be said of ethnos in the New Testament. There it is translated Gentiles, heathen, nation, and people in the KJV. Luke 2:32 renders the word Gentiles, while Luke 7:5, when referring to Israel, renders it nation, as does also John 11:48. Acts 4:25 translates it heathen, and Romans 10:19 translates it people. The epistle to the Galatians uses heathen, Gentiles, and nations for the one word, Galatians 1:16, 2, 2 and 3, 8. What we found to be true in the Old Testament, we find to be true in the New Testament. In the plural, the word indicates the non-Jewish nations, which we may call Gentiles. But when used of Israel in the singular, it must keep its primitive signification of nation. There are one or two outstanding passages where the use of the word Gentile is of dispensational significance. In Matthew 10, the 12 apostles were given their first commission, a commission that was concerned with preaching the kingdom of heaven, a preaching which was confirmed by extraordinary miracles. This commission was severely limited. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10, 5 and 6. It is patent, therefore, that the term Gentile was opposed to Israel and her lost sheep in this command to the 12. A special note of comparison to which the reader is referred is that which sets out the distinctive differences of Matthew and Luke, and we will not repeat ourselves here, except to give the references that Luke makes to the Gentiles, and which indicate the peculiar trend of his gospel. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel, Luke 2:32. Now, upon reaching the Acts of the Apostles, it is not until we reach the seventh occurrence of ethnos, namely in Acts 9:15, that we find the term used with any sense of favor. In Matthew 12, 18 and 21, which immediately follows the rejection indicated in Matthew 11, 20 to 24, and immediately precedes the introduction of a kingdom mystery into Matthew 13, we have a reference to the Gentiles, which is similar to that of Acts 13, 46 and 47. And for similar reasons, culminating as it does at Acts 28, with the complete setting aside of Israel, the full and independent evangelizing of the Gentiles, and the introduction of the mystery that followed Acts 28, 17 to 31. It is the 3 times asserted claim of Paul that he was the apostle to the Gentiles, Romans 11, 13, 1 Timothy 2, 7, and 2 Timothy 1, 11. In addition to these passages, Paul declared that he was the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, Romans 15, 16, that he was separated to preach Christ among the Gentiles, Galatians 1:16, and that this peculiar office was recognized by Peter, James, and John at Jerusalem, Galatians 2:8 and 9. Further, Paul claimed that the dispensation of the grace of God had been entrusted to him for you Gentiles, and that he had been commissioned to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, Ephesians 3:1, 2, and 8, Colossians 1:27. The door of faith was opened to the Gentiles at Paul's first missionary journey, Acts 14:27. The times of the Gentiles, which refers rather to the political than the ecclesiastical element, will come to an end when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. It has been suggested that the word ethnos, translated Gentile, refers in many instances to the dispersed of Israel, who had so long lived among the heathen as to have become, in the eyes of their more orthodox fellows, uncircumcision and aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, terms that we have generally accepted as a description of the Gentiles. As this interpretation impinges upon the teaching of Ephesians and does not allow the normal meaning of the word Gentile, ethnos, to appear until Ephesians 3, no one can object if this interpretation is suspect, or that it should be subjected to criticism, so long as the inquiry is conducted in the interests of truth. Let us use the following verses as a test. Acts 2, 5 speaks of the nations, ethnoi, among which the Jews who came to Pentecost lived. Some of them, namely Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, Acts 2, 9-11, are undoubtedly Gentiles in the accepted sense. Acts 4:25 quotes from Psalm 2, "Why do the heathen rage?" And in verse 27, these heathen, or Gentiles, are differentiated from Israel and linked with Herod and Pontius Pilate. The writer of the Acts gives no indication that he believed that the word ethnos could and did refer to some of the dispersion of Israel. Acts 7:7 uses the word ethnos to indicate the Egyptians, and Acts 7:45, like Acts 13:19, refers to the Canaanites as indicated in Genesis 15:19-21. Here, Gentiles as differentiated from Israel must be intended. Acts 11:1-18 refer to Cornelius, who was a centurion of the Italian band, and called by Peter, one of another nation, Acts 10:28. The word Peter employed is Alophilos, and is found in the Septuagint of Exodus 34:15, Isaiah 2:6 in chapter 61, 5 as well as 6 times in Judges as the equivalent of Philistines. And it is impossible, therefore, to believe that the acknowledgement of Acts 11:18, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles, ethnos, granted repentance unto life," can refer to Gentiles as such, but that a similar testimony in Acts 14, the 27th of May, not. Acts 13:42 and verse 46 and 47 are associated with Isaiah 49:6, which can only mean Gentiles in the generally accepted sense. Alphabetical analysis.